Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
What a show we've had. NBA talk, Steeler talk, Kim Kardashian talk. Where else do you get that kind of wide-ranging balance? And Kevin would just, I couldn't get him to shut up about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Yeah, I have such a wide range of knowledge on the Kardashians.
Evidently, based on how you were talking, it's obvious you watch everything.
Don't think. That's one reality show I don't think I've ever had the pleasure of stumbling across.
Well, what reality show do you watch?
Amazing Race, Survivor, Pawn Stars, and Swamp People.
The only one I watch is Amazing Race.
Love Amazing Race. You and I should do Amazing Race. That'd be entertaning.
No. All right, so let's go on to Penn State football now. Audrey Snyder, Harrisburg Patriot News. She's actually in Arizona right now. Woman in Sports Conference. And Audrey, we welcome you back. The Bill O'Brien contract, kind of a statement does it make that there's now, I think, a feeling of fairness and trust on both sides because they came together on this kind of agreement?
Certainly. I mean, you know, I was saying to Brian earlier, the first contract, if you know, you look at the buyout, and it wasn't fair to Bill at all. And I think you look at this position and say, okay, this is a job that, had he known that there would have been sanctions when he accepted the job, and of course he didn't, that changes things a lot. And this contract makes amends to those sanctions and the fact that you can't participate in a bowl game. But, hey, we're still going to give you opportunities for, you know, lucrative incentives if you put a successful product on the field. And that's much more balanced than the initial contract.
Right. And then the next part is that there's a renegotiation that can happen starting on January 6, 2016, that opens the door before the 2016 season if they wish to give him a 1, 2, or 3 year extension and amendments at that point.
Yeah, and that's, you know, another great point about this contract is you don't have to worry about thinking, you know, even from reporters, well, hey, when are they going to start negotiating with Bill? You know, what are they thinking? Hey, you know what the dates are. And, of course, I would anticipate Rodney Erickson has said previously before that he anticipates retiring next June. So I think with that, automatically you're going to have, you know, you have a new president, a new AD. And so now you kind of know, well, hey, if the new AD is in place by 2014, Bill's contract is good until 2016, so they have a couple years to work together, and then you can see where things go from there.
All right, exactly. And it's front-loaded to balance out last year, then it dips, and then there's an average throughout this that works well. And I think one thing, they've put the contract out there for everybody to see. So I think everyone sees now how all the clauses work and how the money actually works when you go through something like this, that there's a Nike stipend, that there's Learfield and things like that. So people always wonder, how do you get to X amount? Well, actually, Bill's contract is actually, since it's online, it's actually a teaching point for everybody as to how they do get to that point.
Certainly. And, you know, by being transparent and releasing the contract and putting it out there for everybody to see, it definitely makes it a lot easier on everyone because you know what money he's getting, you know exactly right how the contract is structured, and, you know, fair and balanced for all of us involved in this thing.
Well, I remember a couple of people said to me, says, you know, what do you think? And I said, well, I actually really care about what my contract says because that pays my bills. I said, I'm happy. I'm thrilled for
exactly.
Bill. I'm happy for Bill, but Bill's contract doesn't pay my bills. So I said, I'm more worried about what mine says. You're at the Women in Sports Conference in Arizona right now. Give us an idea, Audrey, what they're talking about at this conference and some of the things that you're picking up along the way.
Well, this morning the conference kicked off. We had welcome receptions and stuff last evening. But But there are approximately 175 members here, which is a great turnout. It's the 25th anniversary of the Association for Women in Sports Media. And so that's a huge deal, and it's nice to have a bunch of, you know, female reporters who are all going through the same stuff you're going through and that are veterans and a lot of young people as well. But this morning there was a session with some of the original founders of Awesome, and, you know, Christine Brennan spoke at it just about her journey through the industry and the ins and outs of it. And I actually just stepped out of a panel right now. Ironically enough, it was about investigating a university. And, of course, Penn State was brought up and how to request public records. And, of course, you know, the state of Pennsylvania's different rules as far as, you know, public and private and how that's very unique in the state. So lots of panels like that. Great to be able to network with people who are all trying to, you know, figure out the college and professional landscape of their sports. And it's a great time.
When you got into this, who were some of the role models for you that made Audrey Snyder say, you know what, as a woman, I can do this too?
Yes, I mean, it's very important to have those role models. And for me, getting involved with the organization, Lori Shantz at Penn State,
yeah,
you know, she's been involved in the organization and started a student awesome chapter this past year. So it's nice to see college-age folks at Penn State getting into the program. And it's really about creating a network of supporters to try and help you find jobs. And, you know, if you have a question about someone makes a, you know, backhanded comment about you because of, you know, you're a female in a locker room or something like that, having supporters to go to. And Lori was really helpful to me. And I've actually been in the organization since I was in high school. And Malcolm Moran, used to be at Penn State, introduced me to the program and started meeting people through it. And now it just, your network keeps growing and growing. And now it's like you'll be at an event and you'll be covering something. You'll say, oh, I remember that person. We were at such and such convention together. And it's really great to see that, you know, females can succeed in this industry, because it's no secret it's a male, you know, dominated industry that we work in.
No question. I was just at the U.S. Open, and I can tell you it's definitely a male-dominated industry after sitting in the media center for a couple of days.
Certainly, it is.
And for those of us who have enjoyed your work and respected your work at the Collegian, enjoyed your work and respected your work so much at the Patriot, you know, we have professional respect for you, but we also haven't walked a mile in your shoes. Have there been some incidents or comments along the way for you where you're like, you have to be kidding me? It's 2011, 2012, 2013 now.
No, there definitely have. I know when I first started covering Penn State football, you'd see some players would be tweeting things after you'd write a column. They'd be like, hey, you know, what does this girl know about football if she never played it? And my response to that comment always is, how many people do we have that cover the government? And in turn, how many presidents have we had? Because it's really no different here. And, of course, the majority of the male writers haven't, you know, played collegiate football or professional football as well. And it's the professional level is definitely different because you have the locker room access. I was really fortunate when I interned with MLB.com a couple summers ago. The Brewers organization, they were phenomenal. And I think it was because it was a small market and you had a couple other females, whether it was in radio or television, that were in the locker room, and they were always very professional and courteous about it. But being at conferences like this, you definitely hear stories of people who've been trailblazers that have learned that, you know, they've had many sexist comments in locker rooms, and coaches yell at them and say that they don't think they should be covering programs, and it's definitely eye-opening to see because it's still going on in 2013.
Well, Lisa Olson went through that with Zeke Mowat and the Patriots at one point. I mean, she went through, a very, very tough time. And she actually went to Australia at one point before coming back and working in the United States. So, I mean, it's unfortunately happened. Obviously, it's easier for you now because somebody else took the brunt early on in their life, but it doesn't mean it's over with yet. And that still has to be hard to deal with because you just want to be a pro and do your job.
Exactly, and I think, you know, the thing is we just want the same access as everyone else. We want to be able to ask questions, you know, ask intelligent questions and have players and coaches respond to us the same way they would as if it, you know, was a male asking the question. And that's not always the case. I think sometimes people will dumb down their responses to you, maybe assuming that you don't know what they're talking about. And, you know, you don't want that, because you just want to be on an equal playing field as with everybody else that you're covering the program with.
Then conversely, how much appreciation do you have when colleagues treat you as a colleague?
Oh, certainly. And that's why I've been really fortunate at Penn State to work and intern with some really great people who have always respected me. And that's been a huge help for me along the way.
Yeah, I mean, and no doubt, believe me, I think anybody sits down and reads one of your columns right away or stories and they realize you're just a rock-solid reporter that gets it done. Audrey, thank you. Anytime. Thank you so much for the time you gave us today. We greatly appreciate it, and thanks for taking and actually pulling yourself away from the conference to be a part of the show.
I appreciate it. Have a nice day, you guys.
Audrey Snyder, Harrisburg Patriot, PennLive.com. Great to have her on board today. I know it was a disappointing interview for Kevin.
Why was it disappointing for me?
We never brought up Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah, I was very upset.
She has been a focal point on this show so far.
Doesn't, along with her, doesn't say much for the show, does it?
Along with her daughter, North by Northwest.
Wasn't that a movie?
Yes, it was. Cary Grant. Alfred Hitchcock. Well, the great Hitchcock movies. The Birds, Psycho. North by Northwest, Vertigo. He always made a cameo in each one.
That's
true. A walk-on.
And then they had that television series, Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
Yes, they did. Welcome. Good to be with you. Well, great day, everybody on board today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Ah, yes. Beverages, chips, snacks. You love the roasted peanuts.
Absolutely.
Pickle bar. Great to see our friends at Sunbury Motors out there today as well. Said hi to Tom. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors here. It's 11 to 15 Hummel's Wharf. And the Hilshire's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by our good friends at the 21st Century General Store, Hilshire's General Store, 7 miles south of Seals Grove on routes 11 and 15. And don't forget, by the way, you can go to www.hilshirestore.com. We'll be back and talk about topics that probably had never been broached on this show before on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on Pre-Auction Blowout. Your dream car, a 2010 Ford Roush Mustang 427R, just $33.99. And get ready for these deals. On a 2008 Honda Fit HB Mansport, a 2011 Ford Escape four-wheel drive XLT, a 2010 Chevy Traverse four-wheel drive four-door LT, a 2012 Ford Econoline Wagon, 2011 Chevy Equinox, and a four-door 2010 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited four-wheel drive Sahara and a 2012 Ford F-150 four-wheel drive Super Crew 145 Raptor feels so good that you have to call for our lowest price promise. 888-536-8017.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout. 24-7 at sunburymotors.com at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Steve Jones along with Tony Perkins. Welcome back to the Bates Motel.
You know, when they put that in, colorized it, it wasn't the same.
No. Yeah.
You know what movie, you know what, you were talking about movies. You know what sports movie is still funny? Major League.
Yeah, Major League's still funny. So is Happy Gilmore.
That's another one. That's another. You know, you watch a lot of these sports movies and they're really funny or really good the first time. And then you see them 10, 15 years later and it's like, okay, it's not that funny. Why did I like it so much? But I still laugh at the same scenes that I've been quoting for 20 years.
Yes, well, your son discovered something about that.
Well, we were watching Major League the other day, and he realized that half of the lines that I've quoted over the years to him have come from either that movie or Bull Durham.
You're not going to like what I'm about to say.
Probably not.
I didn't like Bull Durham.
Well, I can understand that.
I'm one of the few guys that I know that didn't like it.
Yeah, but why? I mean, do you have a good reason? I could see why you wouldn't like it, but...
I didn't find it entertaining.
You didn't find it entertaining where he goes, fastball, and when you speak of me, speak well. I think that's the way it goes.
I don't know.
He hit that like he knew it was coming. He did. I told him.
I mean, I really didn't. I don't know why, because I know everybody loves it. And
so, what's your best baseball movie then? Please don't say Field of Dreams.
No, Field of Dreams was good, but, you know, it was all right. Field of Dreams was good. Best baseball movie.
Best baseball movie.
Well, I thought Major League was a riot.
Absolutely.
I thought Bob Uecker was insanely funny.
If Uecker's not in it, it's not near as... It's funny, but it's not nearly as funny.
Uecker makes it funny. And Uecker...
He even made Major League 2 funny.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I thought he was great, great in that. I'll tell you one that's, I think it's newer and a bit underrated, but I liked it very, very much, and that was the Clint Eastwood movie.
Trouble with the Curve?
Trouble with the Curve.
A friend of mine saw that this weekend and said, you really have to watch it. I haven't seen it yet.
I liked it very much. I think there's a bigger point in this. Computers are invaluable. I mean, it's made my job exponentially easier. I sit here on my laptop. I can research any team, any time, any stat, anything I need. And here I am in the off season, and I'm almost done putting together football charts for this upcoming year. I only have Wisconsin left to do. And as soon as I'm done with Wisconsin and football, then actually something that's less time-consuming will be basketball. Because, you know, fewer players. You're only talking about 12 to 15 players on a team as opposed to putting 60 to 70 on a chart. So, you know, as soon as I'm done with Wisconsin, I'll then work my way to Wagner and then Bucknell and so forth and get that part ready for the upcoming season. So computers are invaluable. Computers are invaluable for keeping us in touch with what's going on. Articles and so forth. But in the movie Trouble with the Curve, you have a guy that is middle management with the Braves following this high school phenom and every day checking his stats. Well, Clint Eastwood can't see as well as he used to. And they want him to go out because it's his territory to look at this kid. And the guy that is the director of scouting for the Braves, John Goodman, asks the daughter, who works at a law firm, to go out and kind of hang with Dad for a couple days and make sure he's all right, because he knows his job is in danger. He also knows that when he goes over the guy's house, you know, there's last week's pizza sitting out. And that's the theme, father-daughter together, and she knows a ton about baseball. Well, in the end, he hears something, you know, a snap of a glove, that you'll be able to hear certain things. And then he says, you know, he hits fastball, and then they throw him a curve, and he hits the curveball out, and he says he's got a hitch in his swing. A really good curveball is going to get this guy. Well, nobody believes him. But that's, you know, again, the key is that he uses his experience and his instincts to help him figure it out. And in today's society, to be frank with you, as well as we do with computers, which gives us so much information, we're losing our edge in instinct and what we're looking at, and relying a little bit too much on the computer. That's why, for example, when someone calls up and they've asked me about Christian Hackenberg, what has my response always been?
Haven't seen him.
I haven't seen him throw a ball yet. Now, when I see him throw a ball, when I see him check off to something good at the line of scrimmage in practice, when I see him change a protection, okay, then I'll give you a better read on what I think of him. Now, that is not the instant gratification answer fans want. They want to know on June 21st what I think of Christian Hackenberg. And I give them an honest answer that I don't know. I've never seen him throw a ball. Now, ask me that question on August 31st. I'll give you chapter and verse about what I think of him. Because at that point, using my instincts, I will have seen him.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. It's the weekend. Time to hit the beverage supermarket. Stock up on the cold beverages that make a difference. Make the weekend go easier and smoother. Snacks, fresh roasted peanuts, pickle bar. Got the AC installed in the Sunbury Motors studio. Looked at the forecast. Now about 90 on Monday and Tuesday. AC seemed like a good idea. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kierwitz, 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And the Hilscher's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565. Powered by Hilscher's General Store, 7 miles south of Salins Grove. On routes 11 and 15, go to www.hilscherstore.com. Now, my favorite movie, baseball movie, is The Natural.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's my favorite baseball movie, The Natural. And between The Natural and Hoosiers, best sports movie.
Yeah, there's so many good things in Hoosiers that I think Hoosiers is probably the best sports movie as well. I will say one thing. I do have to rate rather high, if you're just doing sports movie, Miracle. I knew what was going to happen.
Miracle's really good, yeah. Miracle's very good.
I mean, I knew the outcome of the movie. I knew what was going to happen.
Kevin, you know what? You know how many people don't know the outcome of the movie when it's real? I mean, I went into the theater and watched.
No, I don't believe that.
Oh, come on.
I do not believe that.
I went to the theater for Apollo 13. Okay, Apollo 13, right? And all of a sudden, when they break through after the blackout, and he goes, "Hello, Houston. This is Odyssey. It's good to see you again." Everybody in the theater went, "Yeah!" I'm like, and I've talked to Jim Lovell. I know he made it. I mean, I've had a sit down with Jim Lovell. Okay, I know he got back.
But Miracle was one of those sports movies. I knew what happened, and I was still interested. You know,
I had somebody tell me one time how disappointed they were with the movie The Perfect Storm. And I looked at him, and I said, they all died. And I looked at him, and I said, yes, it's a true story. They went, you're kidding. I said, no, that's why they all died, because in real life, they all died. I mean, the number of people that don't... We have a society right now where what's the percentage of people that can name the vice president?
Can those people name Kim Kardashian?
Oh, they can name Kim Kardashian like that. Kim and Khloe and Chris, and they can name all of them. Rob and Bruce, and they can name the entire cast. All right, they can name every real housewife in New Jersey. You ask them who the vice president is, they couldn't get Biden to save their soul. Less than 50% would. Supreme Court, who's the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court? Now, you and I know John Roberts. Now you get really tricky. John Kerry, Secretary of State. Okay, Harry Reid is the Senate Majority Leader, McConnell's the Minority Leader. I mean, you start doing stuff, and of course, when it comes to the Speaker of the House, they couldn't name Boehner to save their soul. But, they can tell you exactly what Ramona did on Real Housewives of New York.
By the way, feel free to use the Hilshire's General Store hotline in the last half hour of the week here at 800-795-9565. And share your favorite sports movie or baseball movie. It started with baseball, but it could be sport movie or football movie, whatever.
Right. So, I mean, actually part of The Natural is based on reality.
Yes.
Eddie Wakis shot in this hotel. So, so part of that's based on reality. Miracle, of course, is all true. I mean, sure, some of it is they changed a couple things here and there. For artistic license. I mean, that happens sometimes. Now, see, you thought I'd love Fever Pitch. I did like Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore. I thought it was very good. Actually, it's a lot better movie than people realize. They actually changed the ending. The actual ending of the movie was the Red Sox blow it again. It's another disappointment, and she helps him overcome the disappointment. Instead, the Red Sox fouled them up and won. So they actually sent them to St. Louis for the World Series. That's actually them on the field. They're like, this is great. Yeah, I bet it is.
The only problem is the whole time I was watching that, I kept waiting for Fallon to go, no, Ma!
Yeah, no, Ma. Yeah. And then, let's see. Here's one that doesn't make the list.
All right.
But at some point, you should rent it because it's actually, I think it's pretty funny. Gabriel Kaplan. Gabe Kaplan.
Yes.
Mr. Cotter in Fast Break.
Fast Break.
Now, life is a little easier in the movie. Now, what happens in this movie is that he always has wanted to coach basketball. He's living in New York. And this university in Nevada. Basically, it's supposed to be Nevada, Reno, okay? Needs a basketball coach, and they want to challenge, fictitiously, the University of Nevada, which, is UNLV, okay? And he says, well, can I bring some guys with me? Well, he brings four guys with them. One of them happens to be, by the way, Bernard King. Mike Warren's another one who played at UCLA, who's on Hill Street Blues. So, they go out there. They just need to find a fifth to go with them. And he's promised, I think, $100 for every game they win. So they start out like on a 22-game winning streak. So he's like, yeah, 2,000, 2,100, 2,200. Then the athletic director looks one way, looks the other, slips in another 100 as a bonus.
In another good baseball movie, and it was an HBO, I think it was made for HBO, was Billy Crystal 61.
I saw 61, and I thought 61 was good. It's about Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle in 1961. in their battle for the home run championship and how it affected, how it really affected Maris. And actually, I thought it was actually a well-done movie. I liked it. I think I only saw it once, maybe twice max. But I thought it was very, very good. And I thought it was very well done. Jeff in Sealands Grove. Hi, Jeff. Welcome. It's great to have you with us. Hi, Jeff.
I think we lost him there. Had him for a second.
Hello, Jeff. Goodbye, Jeff.
I had him for a second. I think the cell phone went.
And you have to be fully charged when you're on this show. 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. Now, sports movies are... They went through a period of time where... sports movies were okay. Now, one that is a little dopey and it's on all the time, but I like it, is The Replacements.
You know, I do too. I really do. I like Gene Hackman in that movie.
Now, a couple things about The Waterboy that are a little bit too over the... Okay, over the top for me. But there are parts of The Waterboy that aren't bad. But I like the replace. I like The Replacements.
I have used Visualize and Attack many times.
Oh, jeez. Visualize and Attack. Oh, you have an entire baseball team that you use Major League one-liners on.
Yeah, the best part is only the coaches get it.
Yeah. That's no way to coach.
Never saw. Here's one that I found on a couple of movie lists. Never saw this one. Robert Redford did it back in 2000. The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Not bad. Or it's not bad.
Was that was Jack Lemmon too, wasn't it? That's probably the last one he did.
Yeah, I believe. I think it was the last movie he ever did. The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Will Smith was in that one, if I remember right.
And Matt Damon, I think, right.
Yeah, I think Matt Damon. Charlize Theron.
Yeah, isn't that. Greatest Game Ever Played, about Francis Wiemet at the country club in 1913, winning the U.S. Open championship as an amateur. I mean, there's some good ones. I mean, there's some good sports movies. Some that are a little unrealistic, but that's all right. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Dave in Sunbury. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Okay. I know it's been a while.
Deep down, you miss me, Dave. Deep down. They don't drill 4L that deep, but...
Well, Kevin Hart, too.
I appreciate that. Wow. I do like being remembered.
Wow, that was condescending.
well, you said about a favorite movie. Something for Joey.
Something for Joey, yeah. Mark Singer, of course, played John Cappelletti in that. And that actually was pretty well done. The football scenes were okay. I think there are a couple scenes that they put in there that actually were John Cappelletti and Penn State. Singer trying to run the counter play, but Mark Singer did a very good job in that picture. Very good job.
Also the guy that played Joe Paterno.
Yeah, he was good. I thought he did a good job, especially the part where he promised Joey 4 touchdowns and Joe took him out of the game. Joe had to put him back in there.
Yeah, because,
he goes, he did what?
Greg Buttle.
I could hear that now. He did what?
Yeah, Greg Buttle. I thought, oh, he
didn't get out of here.
the couple that paid John's parents. Man, a lot of people didn't consider that a football movie, but...
No, in part it was, but you know what? A couple of years ago, you'll like this. Jack and I, of course, are doing the pregame show out at the Jordan Center. So, of course, then we have to walk back, and then we have to check back in again. Well, we're in line, and John Cappelletti is in front of us. You know, and of course, we say hi to John, the whole thing, and how you doing? And then they go to check John's tickets. So Truman swipes the ticket, nothing. Swipes the ticket again, nothing. So then John then hands him another ticket, swipes it, nothing. Hands him the third ticket, swipes him, nothing. And I look, finally looked over and said, Truman, we've had one Heisman Trophy winner in the history of the program. For God's sakes, let him in.
You won't let him in.
I said, let him in.
Yeah, well, that deal, just piggybacking off of that, when Hakeem Lynch found out who wore 22.
Right. That's why, right, and that's, see, that's why when it comes to, this is a completely different topic, okay, but I'm going to piggyback it. The Ed O'Bannon lawsuit that's being heard now by a judge, and they're talking about likenesses and so forth and apparel. I'm sorry, but, you know, if you wear 22 at Penn State and you're going to a Penn State game, who does your 22 represent? Does it represent Akeel Lynch? Does it represent Evan Royster? Does it represent John Cappelletti? Who's to say?
That's like 32.
Yeah. Could be Blair. Could be Kajana, could be anybody.
Yeah, before they put the name on the back, you know who it was. It was, you know.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to sell apparel with names on the backs.
Yeah. But it said that's the whole thing. It says Blair Thomas. You can go down the whole list of.
Sure.
Like 31 was a big number.
Sure, between Conlon and Posluszny and so forth, the Jack's 33.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know who it represents, but it just happens to be, you know, that particular year, that particular time.
Yeah, a certain person.
Right. Dave, yeah. We need to take a break, okay? Time to take a break. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Kevin wanted to have his Travolta moment.
I think I hurt myself, though.
I know you did. Jeff in Selinsgrove Grove never hurts himself. Hi, Jeff. How you doing, bud?
Good. I was just listening in on the way home. I heard about the movies and stuff. My two favorite comedy movies are Major League and Bull Durham. I always get a kick out of them. And then my two favorite serious movies are Raging Bull and Cinderella Man.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I like Cinderella Man actually a little bit better than Raging Bull. Love Cinderella Man. Thought it was tremendous. Russell Crowe. And I also, mm-hmm. I thought Paul Giamatti was brilliant in that movie.
Yeah, and just the photography of it, the slow motion stuff that went on, and like the X-ray where they X-rayed his ribs and stuff where he was getting hit. It's tremendous. It was just powerful.
As for Raging Bull, it's done in black and white, and I know George Paterno was very good friends with Jake LaMotta. Very good friends with Jake LaMotta. And An Amazing Odyssey, where Jake LaMotta is, you know, if there's no Sugar Ray Robinson, he probably dominates that era.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, they played off each other. They needed each other.
Yeah, they did. Very much so. Two great choices. Like, I mean, Cinderella Man is one that, it's a Ron Howard movie. We're talking about Ed TV before, and that's Imagine Productions with Brian Grazer and Ron Howard. Very well done.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jeff, thanks so much. Appreciate it. 800-795-9565. You didn't think I knew this much about movies, did you?
I didn't think you had time to watch movies this much.
I love movies. In fact, tonight I'm going to watch Lincoln.
That's a good one. I'll tell you what. Make sure you're paying attention. It moves. It's a quickly moving movie.
No offense. I know the story.
I realize you know how it ends. I know that, but it's still pretty fast moving.
Yeah, but I know a lot about the Lincoln presidency. So.
That's another one. It's one of those you have to see twice, I think, to completely get everything in it.
Dick Girardi was the one that told me, he said, Steve, you got to see Lincoln. You got to see it. I said, all right. So turned out for Father's Day, they bought it for me. So I'm looking forward to that. So that'll be tonight. We'll pop in Lincoln tonight, watch that. There's nothing else on tonight. Yeah.
There's a reason there was an Academy Award for that.
Well, he's a great actor. I'm not surprised he got it, you know, but at the same time, this is what, the third time he's won?
Yeah, I remember that when it happened. I don't remember the number.
Usually they spread the wealth a little bit. Now, my wife was all upset because Les Mis didn't get much.
Well, they didn't stop singing in the entire movie.
Oh, my goodness. I want to tell you right now, did I bite the bullet that night?
I think I got a text from you on the way home from that movie going, oh, you just sat through it.
Oh. I mean, Hugh Jackman, by the way, is unbelievably good in it. Russell Crowe, it's not his best moment. And Anne Hathaway got the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress, and she was fine. And what got me about Les Mis was that if you really look at the story, okay, the pure story, it would be a heck of a movie. But to me, they kill it by singing the entire time.
Just tell me the story. Don't sing it to me.
Right, I know it's a musical. I got it. But the actual story is outstanding, and Hugh Jackman is outstanding in it. But there were moments where I got caught up in the story and moments where I'm like, oh, I better get some points for this.
Sit down. It's Lincoln is 150 minutes.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Make sure you're comfy.
I looked at the back of it. That's fine. Brewer's Outlet. I think I'll stock up on the beverages and the snacks and watch Lincoln. Sounds good. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Have a great weekend.